Right now we're talking to Ivy Forge. She's going to be playing in Thunder Bay this Saturday at the Port Arthur Polish Hall. And she's a blues woman from Chicago, and I'm very excited to have her on the air. How are you doing, Ivy?
I'm very good. Getting excited about our big trip.
Yeah. I keep seeing everywhere that you are billed as Chicago's Blues Kitten. How did you get that name? And
so it's funny because, let's see, I'm 26 now. My first official Chicago show, which ended up being quite a big milestone and step in my career, was I think I just turned, let's see, either 22, I think. Yeah, 22. It wasn't back then. It wasn't necessarily people were calling me that all of a sudden. And I forget who had said it. It was really like a casual thing where they had referenced me to like, well, you're like a blues kitten because one, being even shoot, being in your mid-30s, or some people even 40s, and, you know, playing the blues, you're considered it's a young person because most of the blues greats, especially now that are still with us, are way up there in age. Mm. So me being in my 20s then, I'm like a baby. And then a lot of the term, you know, you say, oh, yeah, these cats, I had this cat playing, this blues cat that was playing this. So it was kind of a play on that, on the whole blues cat concept. And then, like I said, someone had, it was a very casual thing. And I said, oh, that's funny, actually. That's very, very clever. And I didn't think anything of it at the time. And then a few weeks went by, and as time went on, it kind of just stuck, you know. and then now people, they, you know, that's the first thing they say. Like, oh, my gosh, it's a blues kitten. It's Ivy Ford, you know. So it just was one of those things kind of worked.
That's awesome. I love how things stick like that and then becomes part of your whole show.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So did you grow up in Chicago or how did you start playing blues music?
So I am originally from Waukegan, Illinois, which is about, let's see, it's about 45 minutes north of the Loop. It's in Lake County, which is right next door to Cook County, Chicago County. And I mean, I've been singing and enjoyed music since I was really little, toddler days and whatnot. So I always like to sing and perform. And then later in like grade school, actually, when I was about 12 or 13, my mom would take me up to see bands in Wisconsin because where we're at, we're right kind of on the border. And I don't know how many people are familiar, but Wisconsin, the rules are a little more lenient as far as taking your kids to establishments that serve liquor and things like that. So I would go up. She'd take me up there to go see live bands. Again, I was like 12 or 13, and one in particularly, they let me sit in with them, and I sang a couple songs, and that was kind of like my first, where I kind of first got the bug, like, oh, this is, I'm into this. And then when I graduated from high school, I was about 17, 18, 19 years old, I would go to open jams locally, and they'd ask me to, you know, sing, and I'd say, well, I want to sing this song and that song. And the guitar players there would say, well, we don't know that song. So they wouldn't want to play it for me. So I was like, well, fine, I'll fix y'all. And I said, I'll teach myself how to play guitar so that way I can sing whatever I want to sing when I want to sing it because I'll play for myself. And as far as blues goes, I was always raised under a lot. My mom is a very eclectic and diverse preference to music. So I had heard blues before as a young kid, and then getting back to the open jams, blues and Southern rock is a really popular genre that are played at most open jams. So, you know, when in Rome type of thing, and it just kind of fit, and I was good at it and I liked it. And I joke with people now when they say, well, you know, why do you play blues? I said, well, I do play other things. I said, but that's what my audience tends to like more. You know, it's what they request. So if they want it, I'll give it to them.
If you're joining us right now, we're talking to Ivy Forge. She's going to be playing up in Thunder Bay on Saturday at the Port Arthur Polish Hall. Have you come up this way before, up to northern Minnesota and Canada?
So this will be our first time in Canada. I had done a couple years back, I had traveled up to Minneapolis to play. There's an organization called Art Space that their home is in St. Paul in Minneapolis, and we had played a big event and gala actually at the Kohl Center in downtown Minneapolis. So I've been to Minnesota before, but it's been a while, and this will be our first time in Canada.
Oh, exciting. Well, we were just we were just talking about you starting to play with those jams. Did I see that you played with Buddy Guy at some point?
So that first, what I was saying, the first time I played in Chicago, like I said, I can't remember if I was 21 or 22, but I had gone down to Buddy Guy's Legends for, again, to see another band. It was like a friend of a friend, all musicians. And they said, hey, you know, so-and-so's playing. Let's go down and check him out. And if I'm not mistaken, it was actually Joe Moss was playing, which Joe Moss, he's a big Chicago cat. His brother is actually Nick Moss, who's a guitar player and singer as well. So anyway, we went down to see him, and I think it was in October, and Joe had got me up, and I sat in, and I had played guitar and sang. And Buddy Guys, they stream all their shows, and so they record everything, so they had it on tape. So after that night, a couple weeks after that, I got a phone call from Buddy Guys Legends, one of the booking guys there, and they said, hey, is this Ivy Ford? I said, yeah. And they said, I'm so-and-so from Buddy Guys Legends, and here I'm thinking I'm in trouble, like, oh, man, what did I do, you know? And anyway, they had said, hey, do you have your own band? I said, yeah. And they said, well, we need an opener for one of our nights here down at the club. It's on a Sunday night. And right then and there, I was like, oh, pinch me. I'm in, you know. And so I said, okay, I'll be there. They gave me the time. And then before I hung up the phone, I said, oh, by the way, I mean, maybe I'm not supposed to know or it doesn't matter. I said, but who am I opening for? And they said, well, you're opening up for Buddy. And, you know, you would have thought I won the lottery. So that show, it was a Sunday show in January, which for people that don't know, every January, Buddy Guy plays at his club every weekend. It's kind of his monthly or his annual residential month. And so he plays every weekend, and they have openers for him from big kind of Chicago blues royalty in Chicago. And then they get people from all over as well, musicians. So the show that I opened up for, it was the first time that they had ever allowed people under 21 to attend a evening show. So it was kind of, it was quite a kind of history maker, not only for in my case, but for the club as well. So that night I opened up for Buddy. I got up and sang with him as well. And then since then I've become a pretty staple artist at the club, and when he is in town, he usually is at the bar, and he'll come and sit in with the bands, in which I'm very proud and honored and lucky that every time he's been there and we play, he always gets up and sits in with us and, you know, plays with us and whatnot. So yeah, it's pretty magical. I still, even now, I'm still like, oh, just in awe of it.
Yeah, what an opportunity to lead to something like that you can revisit every now and again.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, if you're joining us right now, we're talking to Ivy Ford. She's a blues woman from Chicago, and she's going to be playing in Thunder Bay at the Port Arthur Polish Hall on this Saturday. And you had an album that came out in June, I want to say, called Harvesting My Roots. So what can you tell me about that?
So I don't even want to say labor of love, because it didn't seem like I was working a lot, you know, on it. But so I released that in June of this year. And the first time I actually was showcasing the material on the album, me and my bandmates, we had competed in the 2019 International Blues Challenge, which is, I think this year was the 36th year they've done it. And it's just that it's a blues challenge. It's a week long blues challenge in January in Memphis, and it's bands and solo duo artists from all over the world that come down for this week's challenge. And not only is it a competition, so you're playing to be judged and criticized and whatnot, but it's they also do workshops and other showcases. So it's a very cool networking opportunity, and I tell people it's like for any blues fans, because it's open to the public as well. It's kind of like a Disneyland for blues and roots music lovers. Mm. So we had competed for the second time this past year, and you can compete with, you know, cover songs and whatnot, but it's highly encouraged to do original material. So every competitive round that we played, we did all music from mostly from this Harvesting My Roots album, which it had not been released yet. And we ended up making it into the top final bands. It was the top eight bands from all over the world, in which when you make it to that final round, they actually, you're showcased on the Orpheum Theater in downtown Memphis. So it's a very big to do. It's one of those things, you have to do preliminary competitions even to be considered to compete in Memphis. So just making it down there is an accomplishment in itself. And then to not only, you know, make it to the semifinals, but then the finals, and then to rank in the final top bands, like I said, from all over the world. And then in my case, I did it with all original materials. So that's, you know, as an artist, that's nice, because it makes you feel like, oh, I'm doing something right here.
Absolutely.
And so the title track, which is called Harvesting My Roots as well, I tell people it's a very Delta inspired rhythm and guitar work and nuances, but the drums and rhythm section are much more fresh, almost urban, very contemporary drum line and things like that. So it's a fusion of, you know, old traditional blues and kind of where you can take it, or at least where I'm trying to take it. And like I said, I'm 26 now, so I'm a very young person, a millennial. And I tell people that a lot of times blues and roots music, you think of an older audience or a more seasoned audience, as I like to say. But I have found, especially in the last 2 years of my career, you know, me and my guys, we play in some of the trendiest clubs, not only in Chicago, but all over, where our audiences, shoot, some of them make me feel old. And, wow. You know, we play some traditional blues music and they love it just the same. So for me, one of my goals as an artist and a musician is kind of being a poster child for bridging that gap between old roots music and blues music and the younger audience, which, you know, hopefully is what's going to continue the longevity of the genre.
Yeah, I was going to ask that actually, about how exactly what you said is, like, this is such a long and storied history genre. How do you see it going into the future with new artists?
Right. Well, I'm very proud to say that I am one of a handful of, I like to call us, young bloods in the business. In particular, there's a good friend of mine. His name is Jimmy Nick. He's out of the Chicagoland area as well. And he, I think he's just turning maybe 30 this year. So he's a young cat, been doing it as long as I have. And he's just as successful in performing blues music and in writing his own blues music as well. And then another young artist, she is very big now. Her name's Samantha Fish, and she as I think it just turned 30 or 31 too. So, you know, you got her, you got my buddy Jimmy Nick. I'm trying to think, how could I even forget? There is Chris Stone Kingfish, guy from down south. I think he might have just turned 21, if that. And he just did a big promo thing with Fender, actually. So, like I said, there's a handful of us kids, so to speak, that, you know, I'm proud to say we're really taking the genre and all the subgenres kind of by storm, and are continuing not only the traditional tradition of old blues music, but we're, you know, putting our own spins on it and trying to make it, and succeeding at making it appealing to our same age audience, which, like I said, they seem to be digging it just as much as we are. So with that being said, I have very high hopes for the future of blues and roots and shucks, even traditional country music and stuff like that too.
If you're joining us right now, this is Ivy Ford on the phone, and she's going to be playing coming up Saturday in Thunder Bay. I was going to ask about your live shows. They seem pretty high energy, and you've got some great personal style when you're performing.
Oh, thank you. A lot of people, I mean, that's a very, a lot of people say, oh my gosh, you're full of so much energy. And a lot of times, on a side note, a lot of people will ask, and it can be debatable, as far as the concept of Chicago style blues. And, you know, in the big picture, blues is blues. There's no, you know, it's all relative. It's all the same. And there should be no need to try and subcategorize it. But I will say there's a certain, in my opinion, what makes Chicago style blues Chicago style, there's a certain, there's a certain swagger about it. There's a certain showmanship about artists that do come through Chicago and originate from the Chicago blues circuit. And like I said, I've traveled all over the country doing blues festivals and things like that. And when I meet other blues musicians from all over, they say, man, you know, Chicago, it's a very small knit circle of musicians. And I jokingly say, yeah, I said, it's almost like being trying to get into the elevator operator union, because it's very much, I jokingly say, someone either has to really bomb something or, you know, pass away for you to get your in, because the standards as a musician, and then even more so as an entertainer, in the Chicago circuit, is so high, which some artists may find that intimidating and see it as an obstacle that is unattainable. The way I look at it is it's a fantastic challenge that forces you as an artist and an entertainer to raise your bar and raise your, you know, your expectations and your standards. So with that being said, I learned from the get, you got to be entertaining. You got to, you got to show that it factor, which I tell people in my case, I know what I like to see when I see live music and I see performers. You know, I want to be entertained, and it is a show. It is, you know, it's supposed to be entertaining. It's supposed to be an experience. So I really strive to exude that and produce that. So, you know, that's kind of why I, like you said, my shows are very high energy, and try to be very entertaining. On the side note, I tell people I don't like to exercise personally, so I got to get my cardio and my steps in during my shows.
Absolutely.
You know, but it's definitely, like I said, it's a show. It's an energy level, both literally and figuratively. Yeah, you know, I can be running around in stage and dancing and all that jazz, which I love to do. I sincerely have a good time. So if I'm smiling, it's not an act. But also there's just a certain magical energy that, you know, I know for me, I try to share with my audience, whether it's big, you know, hundreds and thousands of people, like when I did, a Chicago Blues Festival, or even on a smaller scale when we do more restaurant type things or, you know, more intimate sound rooms as well.
Yeah. It's not a show unless you're sweating, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to know about that polka dot guitar you have as well.
Ha ha, the Buddy Guy guitar. It is. People ask me sometimes, they're like, oh my gosh, that's like a Buddy Guy guitar. Oh my gosh, where'd you get that? And I said, it is a Buddy Guy guitar. I'm very, very proud to be slinging it. So I had gotten that a couple years back. It was at the time when I was married, it was a wedding gift. And I don't really know where it came from per se. I don't ask too many questions because maybe I don't need to know. But it is in fact a Buddy Guy Fender Stratocaster. It has his signature emblem on the headstock. And I tell people too, I said, it's nice because it looks cool. You know, it's a beautiful looking guitar. I said, but it plays just as good as it looks.
Right now we're talking to Ivy Forge. She's going to be playing up at the Polish Hall in Thunder Bay. And so is it just going to be you, or do you have a band coming up with you?
It will be me and my band. My bandmates, I'm primarily a trio these days, past 2-3 years, which a lot of people, I think some of the best compliments I've gotten, and even very recently, two things. You know, naturally people say, oh my gosh, you guys sound great. And they say, but not only do you sound great, but you're doing that just with three of you. I could have sworn there was, you know, a 4 or 5 piece band with you. And a new one I got that is one of my very, very one that hit home, and I'll always remember. Me and the guys did a beer fest in Chicago this past Sunday, actually, and someone came up and they said, "Oh my gosh, I didn't realize it was just you three because like your voice was amazing." And then when I saw it was you playing guitar and singing, I didn't think that was possible, that someone could be singing like that and playing guitar like that, and it was just you. And I was like, oh, man, thank you. So, there's the three of us. My bass player, his name's Willie Rausch. He's originally from Texas, actually, but has lived up in Chicagoland for the past 30-plus years raising his kids, who actually he will be, if I'm not mistaken, he will be 70 years old this year, actually, and 70 years old and can still like run circles around the best of us. And then my drummer, his name is Dave Axon, and he is originally from the Bristol, Wisconsin area. And he's been playing with me. We've been good friends for a handful of years now, but he's been playing with me full time for the last two. And my bass player, Willie, he's actually been playing with me since I was like 18. I first met him as a backup singer and a piano player for another band that when the guitar player at the time, when I was first picking up guitar, he got his nose out of joint, the main guitar player, and he got mad that I started playing guitar. And I wasn't trying to like show up nobody. I was just, you know, trying to be a team player. Anyway, when he got funny, and the band at the time said, "Well, we're kicking him out of the band, Ivy, but if you want to basically take the reins on this thing, we'll play for you." And the bass player was Willie, and he's been with me ever since. Like I said, since I was about 18, and I'll be 27 in February. So he's been with me a long time. And then turns out, I found this out on our trip to Memphis this past January, Willie and my drummer Dave used to play together almost 20 years ago. And they had lost contact with each other for the last, I don't know, in the last 5 to 10 years. And it wasn't until they had met me and I became the common denominator that they had kind of a new reunion.
Wow. So bring them together.
Yeah. Man, you're telling me. And I, like I said, I've known Willie all this time and I had known Dave for a while. And it took until earlier this year. For David said, he goes, "Yeah, I actually knew Willie way back in the day." I said, "No kidding. Holy cow. Well, shucks. Things happen for a reason," and the universe said it was meant to be, you know.
That's amazing.
But yeah, so they'll be coming with me up to Canada. And like I said, they're my regular band lineup. And I'm one of the fortunate musicians that a lot of times, you know, they can make it to every gig. So I don't find myself needing a whole lot of sub musicians, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very fortunate that they can dedicate themselves to this little thing we call, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. But yeah.
So John Primer is going to be playing. Is this going to be at the same show?
Yes. So the Thunder Bay Blues Society is the organization that is producing this show, and if you go online and see the flyers for this event, it is a Chicago blues show. So John Primer, he's a Chicago blues legend. He's been around forever, and he just came out with a new album, I believe, earlier this year too. So you know he's not stopping anytime soon, and so it'll be me basically opening up for him, which is, you know, it's one of those cross it off your bucket list because it's such an honor to. It'd be an honor just to see him live when I've gotten to see him live, and then to actually be on the same bill with a legend like himself, you know, is just, again, it's a bucket list thing that, you know, some people only dream to cross it off.
Yeah.
But yes, it'll be the same show.
They have an amazing blues community up in Thunder Bay. It's pretty incredible. They've got like a festival.
So I hear.
It's pretty
wild.
Oh yeah. Before we go here, just want to know what's next for you, after this show, and where can people find your music?
Sure. So I have, naturally, one, I'm a musician and artist, but then I'm also a young person. So I'm all over social media, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff, under Miss Ivy Ford, M-I-S-S, Ivy Ford, and you can find me on there. And then I have a website that is www.ivyfordmusic.com. com, and you can order CDs, you can download all my music. I have my full calendar on there. Everything from, you know, this weekend to shoot almost this time next year, actually. And then me and the guys, it's nice after this big trip this weekend, we're kind of back home for a while. We'll be back at Buddy Guy's Legends in both November and December. And then we're doing some fun holiday shows in Kenosha, Wisconsin, which for anyone that really knows me, that knows where I come from, like I said, when my mom was first taking me up to see bands at 12 and 13, it was in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Mm. So that's kind of a second home for me. So it'll be fun doing these holiday shows there at the end of November and December. But again, you can see all that on my website. And then this is the first time I'm actually saying anything. So y'all heard it first. I'm actually working on a new original album, hopefully to be released in February on my birthday, February 26th. I'll be 27, and the album is going to be called Club 27, and it'll be all original music, but will be inspired by some of the great, great artists that unfortunately we lost too soon when they were 27.
Club.
Oh yes. Oh yes. So the likes of, you know, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, which both of them, you know, were huge blues fans, but I'm also going to try and do a little bit of a fusion with some music. So do some rock stuff, that's inspired by, you know, like Kurt Cobain. Naturally I got to do some Amy Winehouse inspired songs too. But yeah, so that's going to be probably the next big thing, like I said, to be released in February, in which me and the fellas will be hitting the studio in December, getting ready for that.
That's so exciting.
There'll be no stopping anytime soon.
Yeah, there'll be three albums in 3 years for you then.
Yes. Someone had asked me, I did a show out in Rockford, Illinois, and someone had asked me, they said, what's your secret? Like, some of my favorite artists, they haven't released new stuff, in years, and here you're, you know, pretty much every year, if not in a perfect world, I'd like to get stuff twice a year, but you know, there's only so many hours in a day. But they asked me, they said, you've released now two albums in 2 years. And then I had loosely mentioned about the possibility of another one. And they said, dude, how do you do it? And I said, look, I said, this is, there's no other option, but success. And, you know, I'm a very goal oriented person, and I got a lot of drive, and I'm a very, very true to the cliche that, like, you know, I never sleep, and when I do, it's not for long. So, I'm always thinking about what can I do next and the next big thing. So yes, it will be album number three, original album number three in 3 years, if all goes as planned.
Well, I'm just blown away by your enthusiasm and your ability to keep going like this and keep hitting it and coming up north and playing here and just like you said, that rock and roll lifestyle. Ivy Ford joining us on the show today. Thank you so much for taking the time to call us. And once again, she'll be playing at the Polish Hall in Thunder Bay, 7 p.m. on Saturday. Thank you so much, Ivy.
Thank you.